Exclusive: Interior Secretary Doug Burgum, Trump stopped Biden-era wind farm. By Hannah Knudsen on August 11, 2025. President Donald Trump essentially halted a Biden-era wind farm that the previous administration tried to push through at the last minute. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum said during an interview on Breitbart News Daily. This is classic with the Biden administration. Burgum began, explaining that it had an ideology in their administration around climate extremism, and they were going to do anything they could, including breaking the law. Burgum, who served as North Dakota's governor, said the first 4 years governing under Trump's first term were a dream which turned into a nightmare under Biden's administration. Because the federal government was trying to shut down the energy industry and push this, as President Trump calls it, the Green New Scam agenda. And it was a scam against taxpayers. It was a scam that we are going to highly subsidize forms of energy which are intermittent and unreliable, he explained. Most of the time the generation of wind and solar happened a far distance away from where the electrical load to that was. So let's build, wind towers in North Dakota. Subsidize those like crazy, so that it's actually a tax scheme and not as much for generating electricity. But then we gotta have the taxpayers pay transmission lines that crisscross our country, spend hundreds of billions of dollars on transmission, only to have a source of electricity that, depending on the time of day or the time of year, you have almost no electrons. Of course, solar has a catastrophic failure every day. It's called sunset. I mean, at night, there's no power being generated. And yet, these transmission lines were built off of, to support solar, so President Trump wisely with common sense says no we need more electricity. We need it for our country. We need it to win the AI arms race with China. And we are going to follow the law in terms of how we permit. He said, explaining that the Lava Ridge project in Idaho was opposed by the ranchers, the tribes, the local communities, the state legislature, their entire congressional delegation, including both senators and the governor. They all came out against this project, he said, noting that the Biden administration was putting on this project using 57,000 acres of federal land in Idaho. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Secretary Doug Burgum, August 7, 2025. Hundreds and hundreds of towers that were 600 feet high. Each one of them is just short of the Space Needle at height. And they were going to ship all the power to California. Anyway, this thing was universally opposed, he said, explaining that Trump came out on day one and said, "We are not doing this stuff. We're jamming down intermittent, expensive power on local communities, and then building transmission lines to send intermittent, unreliable power to another state. We're not doing it. Took us about 6 months to unwind it," Burgum said. President Trump announced it earlier this week. And I got to tell you, you should see the joy in Idaho now. He said, adding that everyone is thrilled that President Trump is delivering on promises. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.